You're on.
I'm going to call the meeting to order. Gabe isn't here, so we'll go ahead and get started. And it looks like the first item on the agenda is the consent calendar, which are the minutes from August 9th and the review of the accounts from August.
I move for approval.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So then we'll go to item C, which is consideration of tourism marketing grant for the Celtic Festival.
I just want to give a quick update that I have been working on the changes that we decided to make back in August. I should have those changes on the website here within the next couple of weeks with the grant caps.
At 5,000 is what we capped that.
Yeah.
5,000 at three times, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So this would be the festival's third time. Yeah.
Is it technically, I guess.
Go ahead.
I just have a question about that room tax revenue. It's not, when you and I went over the numbers, it's not 39,000 in room tax revenue. Because the room tax that's collected is just 9.5% of the total hotel revenue.
Okay, I'll have to go back and look over my notes. We tried to get a little spreadsheet to make it a little easier to calculate.
It just, because that figure right there is about, probably, I don't know, money is about 2 or 3% of the total room tax for the whole year.
Okay.
So it just seemed a little high, but I just wanted to make sure we clarified that.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Can I make one comment? It's mostly to keep Rick out of trouble. I think, are you on the board of Celtic?
I don't know.
He's not a...
I have...
Member, he is kind of ad hoc.
Okay, I just, with being a public media stuff, you know, everybody should.
And I did disclose that last year, but I haven't been to a meeting in a year and a half, so I think I'm more of just a consulting member at this point.
Just so that you've said it so everybody knows it.
And sent Blinn an email to that effect a while back because it just happens to be always on nights that I have to work at the gym. So.
Right.
Okay, thank you. That's it.
Okay. We're just reapplying, same as last year, and we spent all but about $200 of the $8,000 from last year, and that was very much appreciated to get us going and get folks here. We're looking forward to next year. We've already got our dates set for the 7th, 8th, and 9th of June at the fairgrounds once again. And we attached an addendum this time with the proposed marketing plan. Basically, I took the advertising that we did last year and spelled it out again for the ones that really helped us get some marketing out there and some promotion. We also do other festival events, and we're just noting that so that the city also understands that we promote the city kind of year-round with these events. It doesn't mean that our marketing monies go toward that. It just means that we keep doing other events. So we're still drawing visitors to Newport, but the marketing funds are used for the Celtic Festival. One of the things that I did run into was a kind of a conundrum, I guess, in that we aren't able to use local resources such as the News Times and pay them with those funds because of the 50-mile limitation. However, they do have programs or publications like the Passport that actually go beyond. So I just wouldn't know if it's possible to still use those, since even though they're produced here, they do go out. So it's just something to consider.
It's like they do go out. Actually, we send boxes of them.
I think that's okay.
So I think it's fine.
So that's something we can definitely do. So and we're basically just asking for the limit that you've set this year, and hope that you would support us once again. And if there's any questions I can answer, I know I wasn't here for the presentation of our report, but I'm happy to answer those for you.
I move that we grant the group request about $5,000.
I'll second that. Okay, do we have any discussion about that? Okay, is that to, is your motion to have council or send it up to council?
I think it's automatic anyway.
Yeah, yes.
The answer is yes.
Okay, any discussion or further discussion?
Can I make just clarity? So it's just for the Celtic Festival?
That's correct. Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And any opposed? Okay.
It'll go on the November, the 1st of November. Yes. What's today? Yes. First meeting in November. Okay. But that, no, I don't know what it is.
So that, does it go to council then?
It will go to council on the first meeting of November.
I gotcha. Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Okay. So we had some media considerations. Lots of them came out over the past 2 months, and the first one is CBS Outdoor.
And that's one of the additional handouts that I passed out.
And I proposed the poster program again, where you're doing the showings in Albany, Corvallis, and Eugene, Springfield, like you had done in 2011 and 2012. The only change is we went to, instead of every 4 weeks posting cycle, we went to an 8-week posting cycle. So you're going to save 50% on your production charges. And then I used the time frame that you advertised in 2012 in this proposal, because we added on toward the end of the year. We added on until through November. So this is the what you have done in the past. And I was able to keep the rate the same for the Eugene Springfield market. And the Albany Corvallis market, you guys are below rate card. So, and there's the space, and then the production is the separate agreement. And then, so that's just, like I said, that's the poster program where you're on. In Eugene Springfield, a 50 showing is 9, and Albany Corvallis is 7. And then in the summertime, you go up to 100 showing, which is 15 boards and 13 boards in Albany Corvallis. We have been selling out of the market, so, you know, that's why, because you won't be receiving as much override as you had in the past. But that's the programs that you have participated in. And then I wanted to, for you to have some color information sheets on some boards that are available. I have Depot Bay, a board in Depot Bay catching southbound traffic. I've got some boards in Eugene Springfield, boards in Albany, Grand Ronde. And so this is just a packet. And I wrote the annual rate at the bottom, including production. So you can just flip through those, because it's sometimes easier to see the annual. So the one in Depot Bay catches southbound traffic. I think it might be, because it's in the Lincoln Beach area. So anyone who's in Lincoln City headed down to the whale-watching capital of the world for the day would also get your message. And then the Grand Ronde one, I know that you want coverage on there. The I-5 in Eugene catching southbound traffic. That one is not available until January, so it wouldn't be immediately available. And then the Albany board. And then I've got a 14x48 on Beltline catching westbound traffic. And I have a 14x48 on I-105 catching westbound traffic as well. That would be permanent, and so the annual rates are quoted. Got a board in Walport catching northbound traffic. Wasn't sure if you were looking to maybe cross-promote on the coast. And then I also did include one for Newburgh, because one of your target audiences are, higher-end couples, and so if they're going to the wine district in Newburgh-McMinnville, they might want to get your message as well. So I kind of just gave you an overview, kind of kept it kind of more tight instead of going up and down the I-5. It was just more toward the right before an exit for the coast. And the one I, the agreement I printed out is just for the poster program. Mm-hmm. These are just because you'd be choosing specific locations if you did any of the bulletins. This one is just the rotating one out of our inventory pool in Albany, Corvallis, and Eugene Springfield.
So how are these selected? Are they?
What we do, because when you have, if you see the 50 showing or the 100 showing, you're getting reaching 50% of the 18 plus population every day with the combined set of locations. So we measure the daily effective traffic count at the different locations and make sure that the combined total reaches either 50 or 100%. And so they're chosen by us because we have to make sure that not only you, but all of our other clients who are purchasing market share are also getting the market share that they purchase.
And I see that some of these, like the start in May, that they go through September of next year, so they go into the next fiscal year.
I just did the say, because you had occasionally paid in advance for some mm-hmm. locations. If you need, I can alter this before you guys sign it. So you need to have the September ones come off, or what, we can do that. I just proposed what you have done in the past to keep the coverage the same or similar.
I just passed out the current advertising grid we have right now.
Can I ask another question? This is actually to Lorna. How effective do you think our past year has been?
With the poster campaign, mm-hmm. extremely effective. Mm-hmm. I think that I have to say that we get at least 2 media calls every single day, at least 2, and that's just the minimum from people who are noticing the campaign and want to, you should advertise in our publication. And of course, they're paid to notice that, but if they're noticing it, then I think that other traffic is noticing it as well. And so we get feedback from, we saw your Visit Newport posters.
And I do like the new design. Mm-hmm. It's a lot more vibrant, the one with the lighthouse. Mm-hmm. So I think that's going to help mm-hmm. too. Though for a while you still did have some bridge ones up. So
yeah,
that is good creative.
So the poster campaign I think is really effective for us.
Yeah, you're one in Spirit Mountain. You know, coming over, I come over from Bend all the time. That one is awesome.
Yeah,
I notice it every time.
That's with Meadow, I think.
Yeah.
Meadow. And there is a Grand Ronde location in there. I'm not sure when your Meadow is up.
So. Our Meadow is up on in November.
He's actually on this.
Yeah.
I thought it was longer than that.
No, November 1. Yeah, his renewal's in here.
So when Leah, I've got a question. When you sign up for the poster thing, is it kind of all or nothing? Because I was in Eugene, and I see some of the boards, but if I was doing it as a business, I'd say, I'm not against billboards. Like, I don't like that location. So, I mean, do we have to accept what it is? I'll tell you the one. It's Beltline going eastbound. It's on the other side of traffic. It's almost like...
I know which one you're talking about.
And I go, that's a bad one. So
we can rule out 5% of our inventory pool if you would like to. We do have 160 poster locations in Eugene Springfield, and I want to say 45 in Albany Corvallis. So if you want to do that, then we definitely can. We can rule out 5% at that rate. If you want to cherry pick, so to speak, and say we only want on these locations, the rate is going to be a lot higher.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, because
kind of
we did. Yeah, we did.
The good with the bad.
Yeah. But you're paying a much lower rate because of the... because normally a 25 or a 50 showing in Eugene Springfield is about, I want to say, $4,500 per 4 weeks plus production.
Okay.
And you're getting quite the package.
What's the production on the Grand Ronde one?
It's going to be included in that. So I listed that rate on there.
$14,000.
Yeah, and that was for the...
Because the Meadow renewal, it looks like it goes up each year, and this is our third year of it, and so it would be $16,080 annually, so it's $2,080 more than the CBS one.
When you do a renewal, do you change the image, or do you
leave
that?
You can.
You can, or you can leave it, but we usually change the image on the renewals of the annual ones.
So this grant, how close is this to the metal one we have? That almost looks like the same place. Is it one,
it's four, there,
one it, board away or so?
Yeah, one or two boards away.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm driving to, no, I'm not driving that way. I'm going over to Albany.
Somewhere too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This,
yeah. Lighted.
Yeah, this is illuminated. This is a better deal. I would have to say, I think before we discussed Depot Bay and Walport, and they're already driving here usually, yeah. So I think that those are two areas that we hadn't wanted to spend money in the past. And if we're already in Eugene and Albany with
the posters.
With
I
the
just
posters
put those in because
Springfield.
Good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's catching traffic headed over to the coast because anyone coming off of Beltline or I-5 yeah. is going to see that. So that's why I included those.
Yeah.
I do think the new BERT one might be of interest just because a lot of people who, you know, commute to Portland from there, and then also you get all the traffic that is going for the wine, you know, the wineries, and that's becoming more mm-hmm. popular. And before the interchange gets built, and that's no longer as effective.
Does anybody have any thoughts about this?
I know last year we said no to the Albany. We didn't like that location, I think. But
yeah.
That's only a comment, not a judgment.
Do we want to do money into next fiscal year?
I don't know. I just...
Because this goes through November.
Yeah, it goes through
next
November
year.
Next year.
And like I said, I can change that. I just... Because you ended up buying additional boards for the fall, and so I just put those in there. So I can make them, take them out and make it a separate agreement, or I mean, just, you know, take those out so it falls in the right time.
I mean, I think it might be best just to look at, do the June ones and then look at next fiscal year when it's closer. Just, it's easier to track.
Would we maybe want to take those posters and do a March, April, May, and June rather than February, March, April, and May?
No, but I mean, it starts getting busy, you know, like President's Weekend in February.
It does.
Yeah.
And then we've got to see Food and Wine Festival,
yeah.
too, so that might not be bad to keep us top of mind for President's Day weekend.
Didn't you do separate advertising for the festival last year?
We do. We still do separate advertising. Lee actually gave us a smoking deal on some... posters in the, so we had posters up from January to March just for festival. Mm-hmm. And that was great.
And one thing you might look in, you've included how much money there's left for the year, so as you're giving up the various
projects,
you can see how this one would fit into how much.
So Lauren, since you guys get the calls, what what have you found to be our best media as far as generating calls from consumers, not from other media?
I would say the Eugene and the poster campaign is really good, and then our television campaign in Bend has worked really well, and the TV campaign in Eugene has been good. So it's just the saturation of the market, and because we have a combination of things going on in the Eugene area that we've seen a spike in our calls from those areas.
So. I saw one in Ontario.
Expenses. So we're at a balance left is $172,000.
Ish.
And we still have...
We've still got...
Yeah. We still have February, March, April.
There's nothing beyond April. Yeah. Here's the back half. There's nothing on it.
Eight months more this fiscal year.
Yeah. Do we want to go through the agenda and kind of see what
sure.
the other promotions are before we make a decision
okay.
on anything? I think that might be a good thing for us to do because I'd hate to get another third of the way through it and end up saying, oh, we just committed to something. We don't have any more money. Okay. Okay, so, and
finish my agenda.
Okay. So, go Oregon.
It's just the one page.
Yes, and we have decided pretty much every time. He sends something every month that we, he's a Go Travel site. It's on the back here. Yeah. And I don't think that the discussions that we've had before, this just didn't seem to be a really good fit for us. I would say no, thank you. Okay. So
I didn't have anything for the Corvallis Knights.
Corvallis Knights, they just wanted to be on our radar, and they said that they can come back with some kind of offer in the spring that's similar to the Emeralds.
So it's a baseball team, right?
Yep. Yeah, and we had talked about that when we were doing the Emeralds, about what about the Corvallis Knights. So she said, just keep us in your radar for next spring, and we'll come back with something. So that's really not much of a discussion item. Register guard.
Okay, the copy, it didn't print very well. And I printed it like 4 times.
I do too. We have the magazine, and we have the posters, and we have the TV. So I think we're good. So do we want to skip over?
The pages for the online part of the paper, I think, is that what the
Okay. So the Weather Channel. There's a stretch.
If you go like this with the paper, it'll go together right. They just wouldn't print.
I just wish you could keep it forever. I think it would be.
I don't know that there's necessarily a viewership for the Weather Channel as much as there probably was when we didn't have smartphones and computers and other forms of TV, and I personally think it would be a stretch and a waste.
Oh, it's like this.
Moving on.
Okay, next.
It looks like they can pick an area where it appears.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, how many of us here watch a Weather Channel?
Oh, jeez. Only when something bad's happening.
I look at the app on the
phone. Look at this. Like, I was talking about the time the weather changed, but here
I
am.
Okay, the News Times. As you all remember, last time we had, there was a proposal for to do our media and, you know, anything print and other things for $15,000 for the full year. And we made a motion to have them bill us out hourly up to $15,000 to send up to council. Well, it didn't go to council because when I got back to Jeremy about what the motion was, he said, if I have to bill you out hourly, it's going to be more than $15,000 a year. That's just based on the amount of hours that I spent on it last year. And sometimes it's going to be 20 hours a month, and sometimes it's going to be 0 hours a month. But the overall package was $15,000. And having another conversation too, they now have Johanna Wienert on staff.
Yeah, we made some changes, and I think that which justifies, because I know it is more than it was last year, and since then things for Jeremy and I both have changed. Jeremy has taken over 9 newspapers all through from Central California all the way up to the Bay Area in Northern California, and then he also runs the News Times. So before it was basically Jeremy working by himself. I mean, I can remember going with him for countless hours, doing all the things that we did, getting the photography, doing all that. However, since then, we've hired, well, we have all his design staff in California, which is, in California, you're probably talking about 10 or 11 more designers. They do several magazines, and that I could show you, too. I could bring them in. If you would like to see them, they do Vino Magazine, which is a very popular wine magazine that they do in California. But we've also, more importantly, I think, that we've hired people locally that are some of, in my opinion, the most talented people design-wise in Newport. Johanna Wiener, who is, I'm sure most of you are familiar with, is an incredible photographer. She is now a designer for the News Times and is on the News Times payroll. And I know that, and I'm not sure how it all went down last year, but what I know is that Johanna had given you guys a price, and I had talked to Johanna yesterday about her taking all the pictures and all doing all the photography work something that we worked out in her payroll, and she said, okay, I'm willing to do that. So Johanna's agreed to do any and all photography that you guys need for Destination Newport and all the marketing. We've also employed Travis Leonard, from Eon Design, who works here locally too. So our thought basically was that we've hired a lot of local people that are very, very good at what they do and that really understand the coast. And we think that with those resources and all the people that we have now down in California, and we also have an extension of the News Media Corporation, who owns the News Times, is we have a new division called News Media Digital Division that help design. Maybe Lorna, if she has, can show you. We just designed the website for the Seafood and Wine Festival as well. So we've kind of really expanded our resources and what we're able to do. We created a web app for them and everything.
So here's the web app.
And I think more importantly, we did all that within the scope of about 60 days, which is a pretty impressive turnaround. Mm-hmm. It takes just a second to load. But we did all the graphic design. Did the Newport Bridge in there, and it does got a slideshow. It's got links to their Facebook page. We were able to do all that within about 60 days. The cool thing about that is actually, I'm just kind of getting off on a tangent, but it's really cool. It's a responsive design website, which means that you don't have to buy an application for it, because depending on what window it's in, whether it's in a tablet, a cell phone, if you guys type in seafood and wine on your smartphones, it will adjust itself appropriately, and the content will actually change on the website to adjust itself to fit in the phone. Because a lot of the markup on website design and stuff is that they'll make you a website, right, that displays on your 16:9 screen, but then they'll charge you more to put it on a cell phone, they'll charge you more. But that site we actually did for a very reasonable price with the chamber, and it works on all different functionality. I mean, it's really pretty cool, and the content actually will adjust itself to fit depending on what you're on, and you don't have to pay, we don't charge you anymore for changing that design.
Cool crab app.
Yeah, so we created like a web app with a crab on it and everything. So we've done a lot of different things for people locally too, but having Johanna and Travis on our staff, and then having the staff that we have down in California now to be able to do some of all of the design work that you need, we think that the proposal that we made is fair, you know, and that we could do it for far less than you would have to pay for it to get it done by a major ad agency.
Will we have rights to the pictures?
You know, that's something that I did not discuss with Johanna, but I don't see why not. If she's taking them under the News Times payroll, and will be paid hourly for them, so I don't see why you wouldn't be able to have rights to them. But that's probably something that I would have to discuss with her beforehand. I guess, admittedly something I didn't really even consider. Mm-hmm. But
It's helpful to be able to just send one email and say we need this, and then it gets done, and it's done in the right amount of size for us. I mean, from a coordination standpoint, and we are going to need this type of service down the road throughout the year, not only for billboards or any print media that we're doing, but when we do oftentimes TV media, they're wanting digital high-resolution still shots that they scroll through to make them look like it's a video. And I delivered to everybody the thumb drive of our photo library, and we tediously went through that this summer and categorized all of those, but not all of them are high enough resolution to utilize for the types of things that we need, and a lot of them are some of the same images. So I think it's a good idea for us to tap into the resource, and it is local.
And she said how much she liked the billboard with the film lighthouse.
Yeah. Well, I do.
She's like, I'm just saying. Just casually mentioning.
So, Lauren, do you have a QR code that drives people to that app and that webpage also?
Yeah, we do. We have the ability, thanks to News Times, to be able to create a new QR code in about 10 seconds. Mm-hmm.
And
talk about QR code necklaces for secret.
Yeah, we have. I have a lapel deal. We're going to do T-shirts like that have a crab holding a QR code and says, "Go ahead, I dare you," and it'll link back to something fun for a sponsor. But we, I just ordered from Truca Engraving some lapel pins that are a QR code with an epoxy dome over it, and you scan it with your scanner, and it takes you right to the YouTube video, the Newport video that Howard Shippey did. So it's kind of cool.
I think you should get the part where you take a picture and it loads into the app.
Oh.
Have you seen that? Like if you open the Seafood and Wine app, you can load in your picture. Like if you're at the festival.
Yeah. We could.
We'll try anything to it. I think most importantly,
you
it's,
can do a contest.
I think it's a good opportunity for you guys just because, first of all, you know who you're dealing with, and it's local people that really know the coast, and they're local designers and local photographers, and they're people that really know what this place is all about. And I kind of have an interesting background too, not being here as long as I've been here. Sometimes I still feel like a tourist here. I mean, I grew up in the middle of the farmland in Illinois, and it doesn't look anything like it does here. And it's so much different here. There's times my family was just here, and we drove down the coast and we're just like, wow. Like some days I'm still kind of caught back in awe. And I would like to capture some of that too. And I know Johanna and I have gone out before and done photography for Travel Newport and things like that. And I'm still blown away. So for me, it's a lot of fun to do. It's a lot of fun to market Newport because it's an incredible place. So anyway, that is our proposal.
So do we have any, entertain a motion for moving forward with our partnership with the News Times for this year?
I don't have an issue at all with the partnership. I think it's a good one. I would probably personally prefer to see that payment split into at least two. It'd be nice to see some work done before paying the whole fee. I mean, and I'm not lumping you in with anyone else, but we've been a part of at least one project where we gave a whole bunch of money up front and are still waiting for a final product. And
exactly.
But I just think it's...
I think last year, though, I mean, we did contract with them and they over-delivered. And so the track record and the history makes me comfortable with going with the proposal as it is.
What do you mean by over-delivered?
Well, they worked a lot harder than what they got paid for. There was a lot more interaction that we had to have with all of our projects that we had, and a lot more time was taken than what they had anticipated in the year. Lots of last-minute deadlines and lots of things. Oh, yeah, by the way, we need this by tomorrow at 2 o'clock, and it needs to be resized, and it needs to be... I can remember in one instance, Jeremy was actually driving down the freeway in California, and he had to find a Wi-Fi spot so he could upload something. So I think that they've exercised or demonstrated their ability to deliver what they promised. Absolutely. And so I'm comfortable with the going forward with the $15,000.
What about the timing in the September through August thing?
Well, because, you know, we were supposed to meet in September. This proposal came out in September. So if we could adjust that October through September,
certainly.
That would be great.
So are you doing like October through...
September of next year. Mm-hmm. And that encompasses our busiest months.
Sure.
Which are
so October 2012 to September 2013.
Mm-hmm. Is that workable?
Yeah, that's absolutely fine.
Does anybody want to make that motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor of the proposal from the News Times, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right.
It'll go to council the first meeting in November.
Okay.
You don't have to be there, but you can be if you want.
Oh, I will.
Anything over $5,000, the council has to approve for us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
I need to talk to you. Are you going to be around?
Yeah. How much longer does this go?
I'm going to sneak out.
Okay. Sneak away. All right, visitor's choice. Ted, you've waited a long time. Thank you for bearing with us.
It's been years since I've been in a meeting like this, Lorna. I had no idea what to expect. And you guys go through it every month. You've got patience with Joe.
I was
going to
leave. I thought you'd be here.
Anyway, I didn't know how many people were going to be here, and Nicole, I had sent you some stuff. I don't know if you printed anything out.
Just this one.
Okay. So here's a list of... the hotels that we have agreements with to put Rick, you probably don't need to see these. You see them every year.
You see them all the time.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So we've been around since 1999 on the coast. And we produce a couple of different visitor guides and never even thought about talking to you guys until I saw the billboard. I'm sure everybody's seen these around. This is the digest book, and I've got something interesting. You talk about the wineries.
No.
Yeah, it's a huge component. And then we started doing these in 2001. I've got a sister company up in Canada that started doing these in 1978 in Victoria and Banff. And so the thought process came because on the Washington coast, I've got three cities that advertise: the city of Westport, the city of Aberdeen, and the city of Ocean Shores. And their whole idea is they want to make sure that people, when they're coming to the coast, come to their communities. So the idea that I had here is because the circulation or the hardcover, it's people that are already on the coast, but we cover from Florence all the way down to, or all the way up to Astoria. So the idea is if they're on the coast, how do we get them to come down and make sure that they come down to Newport? I had just received, and I had asked, Carrie Lewis has been a client of mine for years, and there's a, she had sent me a letter about a couple of weeks ago just saying how thrilled she was with the book. They had actually done a coupon in the book this year in the soft cover, and they got about 2,000 coupons and they stopped counting. And she was ecstatic. And I'm not a coupon guy, and I'm not a huge proponent. I think it's the only coupon we've got in the book. Right on the map there, Lorna, if you open it up the other way, there's her ad on the back cover. Okay. And anyway, so she said, yeah, feel free to tell the group that I am a very, very happy client. And with this thing, we're always looking for new editorial, and you mentioned about the wineries. I had talked to several of the hotels, and Rick, I even think I had talked to you about this last year. And this year, we put in a section on the wineries on the coast, and then some of the ones in the valley. And then we listed, I think I've got six pages, we listed all the wineries that people could visit with the different things that they produce, different reds, different whites, specialty wines, tourist tasting wine shop, restaurant, summer hours and winter hours. And we've had, the whole idea is what information can we give to people that would make the publication valuable for them to pick up and read. Absolutely. You can have it if you like. 82% of our readers are women. And the comment that we have is that most women make the decisions in the household as far as, you know, anything, vacations included. And if we can give you ladies ideas on what you're going to do when you come to the coast, that was the whole target. That was the goal. So my suggestion for you guys was if you wanted to target people that have an affinity to come to the coast or those who are already on the coast and get them to extend their trip, drive down to Newport, that's who we were targeting. And then we've got an extremely comprehensive website that goes along with that as well.
That's just left over. What do we do?
So it's great you guys put these in each room.
Yeah,
And the soft cover is popular. We've been doing it for years.
15,
also.
Just 15.
Right. Do people take them if they want them?
Yeah, and they tend, you know, we don't lose a ton of the hardcovers, but not a ton, but we, the softcover one is really popular. The reason that we've stayed in it is because we see people walk through the door with it in their hand. Mm-hmm. So to me that, you know.
That makes a difference.
From another property up north or south.
Or wherever, at visitor center, wherever they picked it up, but, you know, when they.
Mm-hmm. So we've got distribution two different ways. One is we've got distribution outside of the area regionally. We've got 86 different AAAs, visitor bureaus, Chamber of Commerce, and the eight or nine state welcome centers that ordered the book. Last year we had 8,211 that were ordered from about 73 different locations in Oregon and Washington outside of the coast. Right. Then on the coast, we're in about 125 different locations. And as an example, Susan Palmer, who you guys may know, she is from the Cheese Factory. When I sat down with her, and she's been a client for 15 years, I sat down with her 2 years ago, and she said, we've got a new VP of marketing in Portland, and we're changing our strategy. And she goes, I'm getting out of a lot of the guides, because there are so many, obviously, on the coast. She goes, I'm getting out of a lot of them, because honestly, I don't think people pick them up. I don't think they read them. And they've got that huge cafeteria in there. And so my comment was, so did we hit the cutting room floor? She said, no, not at all. She said, we go through, they went through this year about 8,200 copies of that book there. And you guys know the Cheese Center, the cafeteria area. She said, our janitors clean up every night, and she said, we never, and I said never, that's a long time. She goes, okay, very rarely do we ever see these left behind. She goes, I have no idea how many people come here because of your book. I know that I use it when I go somewhere. She goes, I'm in your hardcover because this is arguably the classiest piece on the coast, and it doesn't get dog-eared because it is a hardcover. And so, consequently, that's why the Cheese Factory's in. And they're our biggest distribution point on the coast. Mm-hmm. Honestly, we can't keep them stocked.
Well, it's hardcovers in the hotel rooms, is that right?
Yes. Yeah. So when you check into the room, they're on the desk or bureau. Like when I was at Hallmark in Cannon Beach 2 nights ago, they were in the Hallmark.
Don't you do the Central Oregon?
We do,
one,
yeah.
Too. That's
correct.
Really nice. I always look at that every time I go over there and stay. I'm like, oh, I have to read this.
Not knowing what's involved, I'll give you a copy of the new one, because the new one is, it's interesting. I sat down with Mount Bachelor Village, the gal who runs it over there, which is a beautiful property. And I went through it, because she was always, every year she'd go, yeah, Ted, but as long as you don't have any lodging properties, which we never put hotel properties in, mm-hmm. because we don't want to alienate the hotels. Mm-hmm. And I went through the Central Oregon book. She goes, Ted, this thing is beautiful. The photography's stunning. This is exactly what our guests are looking for. The wine feature that we put in this year, Lorna, honestly, I hope you guys like it and your guests do. I was talking to Salishan this morning. He goes, that's exactly the type of clientele we're looking for, mm-hmm. is the people that wine's a huge deal in Oregon.
Does anybody want to entertain any kind of, give a motion for any one of these? Do we want to consider doing a soft cover? Do we want to consider doing the hard cover? Or do we want to consider doing both?
Seems the wine festival is not in Canada's against. Do you know that?
No, I did not know that, but Kelty, I bet that.
Kelty Festival's in here.
And we're not in the calendar of events.
No, but if you go on our website, you are on the website right now on the calendar.
You're killing me, Ted. You're killing me.
there's some cool things, Lorna. If you guys are going to advertise, mm-hmm. I would like to sit down with you after, or somebody, because there's some cool things that we can do editorially for you guys as well. Now, one thing that I do want to point out, because this is new. Can I steal this just for a second? Are you guys list people?
Yes.
Okay, like my wife is just a list fanatic.
I'm a list slave.
So in all of the books now, we added this year.
Talk activities.
Yeah, I've got 3 or 4 days in Newport. What do I do?
Mm-hmm. So they're kind of itineraries for...
Just ideas for people.
Is it what I would do?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Take a look, we'll find out.
What page number is that one? That is page number 51.
Yeah, like that's what Ocean Shores did in the soft cover, and they did a full page in the hard and 2 pages in the digest.
Okay, so let's do something. Let's jump ahead a little bit on the agenda to help maybe further facilitate this discussion.
Can I make one comment before you? The book, just from a distribution, I'm thinking your budget, which by the sounds of it is from July to June. Mm-hmm. The book comes out in March and April.
Okay.
So if it's a function of splitting it as far as the billing, I don't know if that helps, but it used to with the aquarium. I used to always bill them July 1. Mm-hmm. Now they're fine. They just pay along. But if that helps with the budget process, mm-hmm. whatever works for you guys.
That's good to know. Item I on here on the agenda is considering the Central Oregon Coast Visitor's Guide. And are all of you familiar with what is occurring with OCVA COCA?
What is occurring?
Yeah.
What is occurring?
Now there's a new director.
I know something's happening
right in my hotel.
Okay, so I'll give you the down and dirty.
What's happening?
There's COCA.
Yeah.
There's OCVA.
Okay.
And then there's the RCMP or RCDMO, which is the funding from Travel Oregon that OCVA managed to market the whole coast.
Okay, I know what you're talking
about. So it's actually three different components. It's two companies and a contract. COCA and OCVA have split, and the COCA board let all of the employees go as of September 30th, and then retooled their job description for their executive director. And their executive director has been hired, and it's Gail Hart. And you might remember her. She came here and did a couple presentations with, I don't know if it's Comcast
it
or Charter.
It was Comcast.
Yeah.
And she is the only employee of COCA currently. And their focus is to sell their directory and to sell memberships to promote the Central Oregon Coast. So whether they'll be as present as they were at different trade shows or, you know, for the distribution of this, I'm not entirely sure that's going to happen. OCVA, in the same token, COCA decided not to handle the contract for OCVA, so OCVA was a board. That was all it was. And the board elected to hire a new executive director rather than contract with an organization to provide the services. And the OCVA board, three of the board members came back with the budget to Travel Oregon for the RCMP funding. And Travel Oregon was like, you're $70,000 over budget, and they didn't want to budge. And so then OCVA in August decided it would be more prudent for them to not manage that contract this year. So they sent a letter to Travel Oregon that we're not going to manage the contract to use the RCMP funding to market the coast. We're going to hire a director, and we're going to focus this year on our memberships and our website. So both organizations stand with one employee each, and they're focusing on their membership, and I'm not sure how that's a benefit.
So they're basically competing against each other to do
the same thing? There's a lot of talk about redundancy.
Well, we discussed that last year.
And we've discussed that, and so I think that
was... Well, see, I listed them twice.
Is there nobody managing the Travel Oregon money right now, then?
Travel Oregon is currently.
I listed them twice because I didn't know what was going on. I was really confused what the difference between the proposals were.
Yeah.
What? I did, but I didn't know what the difference was.
I would say no and no at this juncture until we know becoming of...
And Lucy is still working for OCVA right now, keeping the things going.
She called me yesterday.
Yeah. But I have to agree that kind of puts us in a position that we don't really know what's going to happen with those. And so that's why I thought we should jump ahead and talk about that so that we can make a more informed decision about this. If that makes any sense. Okay, so we got Central Oregon Coast Visitor Guide. We don't want to do that this year, and we don't want to do the OCVA Guide this year.
I'm just speaking for myself, but
me too.
I'm not saying necessarily that, you know,
no,
ever this year. If they come back 3 or 4 months from now and they're completely organized and have...
If there's a plan that
have a plan
makes
and have
sense.
Some people and you know they're actually going to be able to get out and do something, then...
Okay.
And, you know, basically, it's kind of, to me, it's like
who wins the fight
and who's left standing.
Yeah,
they've not done what we really want a battle round.
Exactly.
I don't want to be paying, yet another organization for another, like you said, the 3,000 different visitor guides there are.
Yeah.
I mean, hard to get 12 proposals a week from the news times, some of the different ones they do.
So, okay, so I think it makes sense then for us to just go on a holding pattern for those two organizations for them to come back.
That's a nice way to put it.
Yeah.
Holding pattern.
And so let's go back to item G, the visitor's choice. Does anyone want to make a motion, or do we have any discussion about...
There's three recommendations.
There's package A that has a... package A having a...
Soft cover.
And package
soft cover. The back of the hard cover, right?
Correct.
Do you think that they'd probably do that next year too, probably?
If she's already paid for part of it.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. So we're going to have a hardcover thing on the back.
You got what's the distribution on this one?
Yeah. 100,000.
City-wise, though, I mean, on the coast, is this same?
100,000.
Same Florence to Astoria?
Oh, no, no, no. Florence to, no, Florence to Telemark.
Okay. And that's?
No.
Oh.
No, that's the hardcover.
Oh, this is the hardcover.
So the hardcover that you've got, that goes in the hotel rooms. Mm-hmm. So we're in 6,500 and whatever hotel rooms from Florence to Astoria.
Okay.
The vast majority of, I mean, these don't go into the valley whatsoever.
Okay.
So the visitor bureaus, the welcome centers, the AAA thing, they have the software one, that's what they have.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to see this, John? We have one down here.
I've seen it.
Okay, so do you have anybody that wants to make a recommendation? Anyone? I like the soft cover and the website.
Option one,
yeah. Where did it go? I lost my account. I can't keep my papers
straight. It's on the back of the news, thanks.
Okay. Go ahead and do it again. Page by page. Slowly. Yes. There it goes. Okay, found it.
The vast majority are going to be your 35 to 55 deals. Now, here's something interesting. With all the technology we've got, and I was mentioning this with my discussion with the guy who runs Salishan this morning, I'm hearing more and more, and I don't care if I'm talking to a 30-year-old or a 60-year-old, I'll say, when you check into a hotel, will you look at one of these? And they go, absolutely. And the reason,
no, but I'll look at the thing right underneath it.
The iPad?
Yes.
Yes, without a doubt. Now, here's something interesting.
I would rather get on my iPad and look at it than look at that. You want to know why?
Sure.
Because I can take my iPad with me when I go.
You can download it, take it with you.
Yeah. Because all that paper crap, I hate it in my car.
Yes.
But if I carry my iPad around with me in my purse wherever I go, I will pull that out before I will take this anywhere with me. I'm just telling you. Same with my girlfriend's.
The website.
Mm-hmm.
No. But that's interesting. And here's what I'm hearing from people. And it's no different than Susan Palmer's comment at the Cheese Factory.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and I can only tell you from personal experience, when my wife and I travel with our kids, she'll pick up a bunch of stuff. And I mean, I've got my iPhone in the car, and obviously I've got all the technology. This is great if I know exactly what I'm looking for. But when people are on a vacation, what they're trying to do is they're trying to get away from technology, and they're trying to actually relax. So if I don't know what I'm looking for, that's where a visitor guide comes in, because it gives you information on things maybe I didn't necessarily know.
I'm more likely to go to your webpage and keep your webpage pulled up than I would.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's just me. I don't
see in our demographic.
My mom carries these things around like they're their money.
Our target audience is a soccer mom, which is somewhat in my age group. And my tendency is to go to the hotel room, pull that thing out first thing. Where am I eating tonight? You know, and I look
that's
at that.
That's what I pull out my iPad.
After I've done that, then I take my iPad out and I hit either Yelp or Urban Spoon.
Yep.
And then if there's something that piques my interest, I'll look that up on my iPad to get further information on it. So I use that as a reference to help my stay.
Okay, so Lorna, if you're in Napa,
mm-hmm.
is that how you're gonna, so now you're on a vacation, is that how you would do it?
If I were going to Napa, the first thing I would do would be go to their visitor website.
I was going
to
say.
I'd go to the winery first.
Before we get a glass of wine.
I know.
Once I get there, I check into the hotel room,
I would wander around and find another one.
That is my MO. I pull the book out. I'm really visual.
I would move that we approve option one.
Option one. Okay. Anybody seconding option one?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor, option one. Full page in visitor's choice and full page on website. Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
And feel free to come back and pitch the hardcover.
The hardcover is
our publication.
Okay.
In order to continue to get that to migrate to the younger generation, it seems like the information you have in there about Newport, we have really great beaches, and there's this kind of a small mention of the beaches in there, and we have
we have quite a bit of good bike riding now, mm-hmm. and I think a lot more younger generation is they're looking for outside activities. What can I do? You know, they bring their bikes with them. They bring
that
their
are
surfboards.
Free.
They bring their kayaks. And you see these cars coming into town. They've got every kind of thing attached to the car that they can to be outside doing stuff. And there isn't a lot of reference in your book about what to do, what am I going to do outside? You know, where's the kayaking, where's the bike, where's the
yes,
where
are
the
beaches,
where's the hiking, you know.
So can I connect with you
yeah.
next time I come over?
Yeah, yep, that would
okay.
be fine.
And I don't know if I need to connect with you for...
Just if you have a preference.
I think that's what okay.
we're going
to okay. younger generation.
As far as creative,
yeah.
I'd like it this year, but I can go into the first 2 weeks of January.
Okay, if you could send me the specs on the creative.
By recreation.
Please.
Yeah. And it'll go to the next council
meeting. Yeah, I agree.
Because
it's only 4,000, so it doesn't have to get approved by council. So.
Okay, so should I just send you
the Yeah, just send me the
paperwork?
Specs. Uh-huh, and okay. the paperwork, any contract needs yeah. to go to Nicole.
Totally
okay.
cool.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll
thank
just,
you.
I just take care of the specs.
Just if you want to get paid.
You want that?
Sure, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Rick, thanks. Nice to see
yep,
you.
Good to see you.
Okay.
Say hi to Neil and Wanda.
I'm having dinner.
I know. I saw Wanda. She said, you should drop in after you get off work, and I might do that. So.
You should. That'd
okay,
be
see you later.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay, so that brings us to Meadow Outdoor, which was the Grand Rondo board, which is more than the one that...
Same size board.
I believe so. I don't know how
location.
Big Meadows is.
Wait, why isn't that in here?
It Meadow?
Oh, do I have to do
it? It is.
Oh, okay.
It is.
Sorry.
The contract,
sorry. Concern, was freaking out. I thought it wasn't in here. Got
there's
it.
A picture that they copied.
Okay. Never mind. Don't okay. me.
So I have a thought. Okay. If wants to hear it. For what it's worth. I wonder if we should consider doing the poster campaign, the first two up here, which are 24 to 526, and maybe look at a possible extension for June.
I was going to say maybe since you said the majority of the interest is coming from Eugene Springfield, that mm-hmm. we just do the Eugene Springfield.
Okay.
And not do the Cordell's only thing.
Yeah. It's kind of nice to have that saturation through the whole valley, though, because I think it all works together.
But it's nice to have it if it's
producing yeah, I mean,
calls,
it's, yeah.
but if it's not, then...
Well, a lot of our visitors are from Corvallis, so...
And I can also, you know, if you want to keep Corvallis at a 50 showing the whole time, instead of going from 50 to 100, I can do that as well. So, I mean, there's... However you... You know, want to continue.
Is the, which we don't pay me for, but right now, I mean, it's worth 50%, over 50% of our remaining budget on this one proposal.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was just thinking it would be nice to have the proposal, since it's not starting till February, maybe come back with the proposal reworked in November to just show February through June.
February through June?
Yeah, for the Eugene Springfield. And I really do like the Corvallis Albany. I think that we need to keep top of mind to our closed feeder market. We don't want them going to the north because they can very easily. So thank you. So I would say...
Just shorten the line rather than the locations.
Yep.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and then the production costs and come back in November.
Okay.
Let them know what that is.
So February through June in Eugene Springfield and all
right.
the photos.
And then what about this kind of wrong one? Instead of picking up with Meadow, do we want to go ahead and pick up with...
Refresh my thing on the two prices.
It's $14,000 for this or yeah. It's $16,080 for the other.
Is that illuminated too?
Yep, it's illuminated. It's the same
and
size.
And this includes artwork?
And the other one, I remember you saying that you weren't exactly excited about where it's at because it was really clustered
right.
in that. So.
Plus, I think let's have a nice, bright, not a dark photo this time.
Yeah.
Like so I say yes, but let's have some nice
time for the News Times to earn their $15,000.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, seriously, you ought to be able to give that to them and say, okay, we need a photo for that.
When could this start?
If you want, I can have it start on the day of the meadow, so you're not having to.
It has to go to council that night.
If you tell me like you're going to recommend it, I can put it on hold for you. And then we can start it.
Like mid-November, probably.
Yeah, because if you're meeting the first Monday or Tuesday at City Council,
first Monday,
then I would go 2 weeks from that date as your start date to give you time for artwork. Because I don't want to start the production part of it until
now.
Yeah, send you the specs.
If it's just a matter of timing, it's not a big long agenda item. We could put it on next Monday.
It's too late. I can't add. I got too many ads right now. I got to put together. It's not going to happen.
So I'll just have it. I'll get you the paperwork so you can forward it into the package and include the photo information sheet. I'll send you the artwork.
The artwork specs, and that would be great.
And do y'all meet on Monday? Is it City Council?
Wait, Rick, come back. Anybody want to move that we do this billboard in Grand Ronde in November? Okay. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. So we'll do the billboard with CBS Outdoor in Grand Ronde, and we'll get that on the first council agenda of November, which will be like, is that the
November 5th?
Okay, so then I'll start your agreement like on the 20 something.
Yeah,
like
so
2 weeks for time.
Being the 19th. We can make that Monday, so that's great. And I'm in Europe. I leave at the end of October, but if you get me the specs before the end of October, we can get the artwork taken
care
of.
I'll email them to you today or tomorrow.
Perfect.
So you
get it. Okay.
And then I have just one more question. Was it a budget issue that for the poster program? Because I'm not sure if you're doing a shorter campaign cycle, if you want to go with the 50 and then the 100, or if you want to do 100 the whole time so you have a lot of exposure. I was just thinking that January, February and March were a little slower, and then maybe do February, March at the 50 and then April, May and June at the 100. So I just kind of want to get some direction for what to bring you in November.
Well, why don't you bring that? Just do the the April, February, March, April at the 50 and the March or April, I don't know. What do you guys want to do? Tell me. The 100 exposure in April, May,
okay.
And June.
Yeah. April, May, June. Okay.
Yeah. Because we really want to drive business into that season. So. Okay. And then one last thing on the agenda, aside from E, F, and G.
No, we have actually
item K. Oh yeah, a couple
we have
items.
three editions.
So K is just online or on display advertising, and we had the big wall. Do we want to hang tight for the winter on that kind of activity, and maybe look at it in the spring?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So there's that.
And then we have the Eugene magazine.
Eugene magazine, which we just did something.
The one on 4th Street, when does that go away, the live?
The big one, I think that goes away. I think it might be away now.
It's over.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I figured it's about now.
Yeah, that was awesome. I'm going to tell them to hang on to that.
Not to get rid of that, because
I think that was a good one to
end. Are you talking about the big skinny one?
Yeah, the big 90.
That was very, very amazing.
Yeah. Love that one. Love that one.
So Eugene magazine is the one with the beer on it.
Okay, and we went in Eugene magazine in last spring and then this fall.
We did the full pages, right?
Yeah. Any burning desire to go in the holiday issue of the Eugene magazine, or do we think?
No.
Okay, because we usually dark. Okay, so we'll pass on that one.
And then the Oregonian voted us something.
The Oregonian voted us the best of 2012. What was it?
Beach.
Yeah.
What, for a town or a lot?
I think it's a town.
It's a marketing.
It's marketing.
There's probably 500 best of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Even though it says like.
I think we're set for what we've got. I think we're good.
No, and then we have.
Okay, what else? And then
We just have this as a discussion item, the post-production timeline that you sent over from...
Post-production timeline.
I'll see you guys later.
Thank you very much.
See you later, Howard. Yeah.
Segment listed below. Oh, who's that from?
You emailed this to me.
I did?
Yes.
Yeah. What
you said, can we add this?
I don't remember.
Is this the one for the big one that we paid for, the Raj, or the Terry, what you call it, the famous guy?
Final,
the football guy?
Yes, yes. It's, we haven't seen it yet. It's a really, as far as time consumption, that's one of the areas where the News Times and the Chamber earned some money, because it took a lot of time to put all of the components together that they wanted. But now it's going into post-production, and it's in Terry Bradshaw's studio for voiceovers. And then that should come out. It should take about 2 weeks to complete, and then we have the opportunity for some feedback. And then it's looking like it's going to be late winter, early spring type of. And then it's going to go in 25 different markets. And so that this is just kind of a placeholder to remind everybody that we do have that coming out.
What's it called, America?
Today in America. Yeah. They're really good to work with. It's just been a lot of legwork and gathering a lot of pictures and then bigger pictures and more pictures and then approving script and looking at, so it's been very detailed.
I did do, with Howard Shippey, I did do a little video the other day on beach finally. So he is working on his DVD.
Is his done?
No. He said it's almost done.
I thought when he came, when we said no, that was going to be a product he's going to handle without those additions he wanted. You mean it's still not done?
No.
Wow.
It should be a masterpiece though when it's done. We do have the one segment that I'm using in international marketing with the QR
code. But
the total thing is not done. But the piece that is most marketable for us, which is just like a 1 to 2 minute segment, is done, and that is on our website. And the really cool thing is I got a call from a tour operator that brings lots of bus tours our way a little while back, and he was doing a big presentation for an association that he belongs to, and he needed a video. And he goes, I've asked Travel Oregon for a video, you know, of Oregon, and he goes, they're in the middle of this move and didn't get it to me. Do you have anything I can use tomorrow? I'm like, yeah, click on this link on our website. And so he clicked on it, and he goes, perfect, I love Newport. And so that was what he showed to the 2,000 people he was presenting to. It's like, yes, we'll do it, that's fine. So it has paid for itself that way. I mean, that portion of it that we paid for. So, okay, well, is there any other discussion? I just have one little thing for the good of the order, if anybody. We have... we've been working with some travel agents in UK and Germany and all over the place. I had one travel agent that contacted us because Travel Oregon had set up a fam tour for them to come just on their holiday and come through Oregon and run the itinerary that we sell. And so he and his girlfriend were going to come over, and they're one of our top producers out of the UK, and they wanted to spend 2 nights in Newport. And he emailed me and said, I want to propose to my girlfriend on the beach, like with a bonfire on the beach, and is that something you could help arrange? And I said, absolutely, just tell me what, you know, night you're going to be here, what you want, what time, and we'll make it happen. And so as it got down to it, it was in September, and it was those two perfect nights where it's like 70 degrees.
You know, those fog with the wind blowing.
So do you think Newport's like the best place ever?
Yeah.
So they're here, and so... I didn't meet him or anything. She didn't know. It was just a surprise. And so I went down to the beach, and I got two chairs, built a bonfire, put a bucket with champagne and ice and a rose in it. And then when I saw him coming, I saw him kind of nodded and just walked off and let them do their thing. And then afterwards he called me and he said, are you still in the vicinity? We'd like to take you out for a drink. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. But that... you know, those kinds of experiences that they have here are ones that go forever and ever and ever. And it was just it was just cool. I just wanted to share it. So, anyway, it's fun. Okay.